And I saw this light, you know, and I woke up and it was the policeman standing beside the bed. And he told us to get up, that we was under arrest.
Mildred and Richard Loving were arrested in 1958 for breaking Virginia's law banning interracial marriage. They sued, and in 1967, the Supreme Court struck down so-called miscegenation laws. Since then, interracial marriage has steadily increased to 15% of all new marriages, according to U.S. government figures.
Society has become more accepting of it, although we still get looks sometimes.
Jerry Buchanan and Tom Rogers have been married for 5 years. Both have children from previous interracial marriages, Tom's school-age daughters and Jerry's adult son. They are one of a growing number of multiracial families in New York, like Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio's. His wife, Shirlane McCray, is African-American, and they have two biracial children. Political observers say the appeal of de Blasio's blended family was partly responsible for his overwhelming win in November's mayoral election.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the next First Lady of New York City.
Ken Tanabe founded a celebration of interracial families called Loving Day, named after Mildred and Richard Loving. He says de Blasio's election reflects profound change in New York.
It's always been a diverse place, but I think there are more and more couples that are interracial, more and more people that identify as multi-ethnic. And with the election of Bill de Blasio, you know, I think we're seeing more and more acceptance and support for those families and couples and individuals.
Writer Aja Monet says the de Blasio marriage is helping change the image of African-American women in popular culture and politics.
You know, if you don't look a certain way, if you're not Eurocentric in your figure or in your identity, I mean, look how many times people have tore down Michelle Obama based off of her body and based off of how she looks. And this is from white men a lot of the time. And so here you have this other man who's like, let me kiss my beautiful black wife in front of you, and I love her. And it's not about that.
Tom Rogers and Jerry Buchanan supported de Blasio. His family had something to do with it.
As it is depressing for me to see people not mingle, it is makes me happy to see people like the de Blasios, who are kind of like us.
When de Blasio takes office on January 1st, with his wife and children at his side, observers say they will be a symbol of a new American landscape, where the fastest growing demographic under 18 is children of mixed race. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York. We don't care.